This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloored.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy New Year to everybody. Today's the last day I'm going to say that, just so you know. Skip is not only on his way to do Sweet 16. He's here. He's like stuck in the garage. So Andrew said, I'm going to go to help. So that's going to take a little longer. So they could walk in right now or it could be 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, there's some minor changes on the whole garage thing. And
is there?
Yeah.
Oh, did we not hear about him? Did we get an email I didn't read?
There was an email.
There were several emails.
And I don't even remember exactly what those changes were. I just vaguely remember that there was something.
Yeah, I remember Steve said that he thought that they were going to change it where no one has a card and it just reads your license plate.
Yeah, that hadn't happened yet.
Good.
Because we still have to use our card.
Because there's literally nowhere I can put a license plate on the front of my car. It's got that winch and the whole bit. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You might have to just like hold it up.
Yeah. You had mentioned Maduro's drip, and I had the same thing.
His what?
That
his outfits, dude. His fashion.
He had four outfit changes just in one day.
Like, and he looks great.
Four different. Like each time you saw him, he had a better looking sweatsuit on.
So I guess he's not really a tin pot dictator. He's more of like a gold toilet dictator.
But I mean, they couldn't have like taken like, okay, you're under arrest. Get your ass on the schnook and grab eight outfits. Right? I mean, you're not grabbing extra clothes.
I wonder if he just gave a bunch of money to lawyers and they were like, here, we'll just get you stuff.
Well, some people are wondering if he kind of went willingly and the outfits are maybe part of the reason
he was
why.
Ready to go.
Yes.
There's a lot of thumbs up for being a prisoner.
Yes.
A lot of thumbs
seems
up.
Seems like he's having an okay
pre-packed.
Time.
Yeah.
But he was wearing this like Nike Tech fleece.
Yes.
In the initial video where he's got the blindfold on.
Yeah.
And the Google searches and the sales for this tech fleece has just spiked. But he looks good.
Which, all things aside, put politics aside, whatever, that photo of him with the big sunglasses and the headphones was pretty iconic. Like, that was... Plus, he looks a lot like Saddam Hussein.
He does.
And so it's just weird having lived through the Saddam Hussein, found him in the spider hole... You know, all the perp walking. It was very, very similar. What's up, Skip? Happy New Year.
Hi. Good to see you.
You too. How's the time off? Or did you take any time off?
No, I didn't. But, I mean, Christmas Eve.
Relative,
Christmas, yeah. Yeah. And other things. But yeah. But it was good.
Good.
It was good. Good.
Family's holidays. Good.
Everybody's doing good.
That's great.
But, yeah. Yeah. Ups and downs, but good.
I had two different breaks. We went to El Monstero. Phoebe saw it for the first time, fell in love with Pink Floyd. That was great.
So was she aware of Pink Floyd?
She was aware of Pink Floyd. She was so cute. She has two Pink Floyd sweatshirts, which she loves.
So she knew songs.
She knew three songs.
Okay.
Like she had heard Money and you know, some of those. But you know how it is. You've been there, you sponsor it.
I just I've just been many times with people that have never seen or listened to any Pink Floyd.
Yes.
And
that was me.
Maybe a tenth of them like it. And the other ones appreciate it, but since they don't know the songs and they don't sing along with any of them and they don't know what's coming, they don't know when they're saying Wish You Were Here and all that other stuff, they're lost.
Yeah.
And they don't like it as much. And that's why I was asking if she was aware.
She liked it.
Pink Floyd fans would just die and go to heaven when they, but everybody else, so, because you can appreciate the greatness of the show.
Yes. And so, we went on the 23rd, which I believe was the date that I saw El Monstero for the first time with my brother Keith, and Maureen agreed. She thought that was the date, a couple of days before Christmas, and it was the day he died. So it was really impactful.
Yeah.
And Shine On You Crazy Diamonds has always been my song with him.
Yeah.
And so I was just beside myself.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Yeah,
it was great. Fantastic.
We backed out at the last second. My wife wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
And it was not, you know, you go into a packed pageant when you're not feeling good. That's not the,
not the recipe for feeling
that's
better.
That's not the right things to push it.
Yeah.
I mean, going, you know, let's go to a little party where we can sit off in the corner, but not with an overflow crowd of the pageant in a mosh pit or something like that. So
no doubt.
So I did not get to see it this year. And I was, you know, a little.
It was great. It was perfect for me as a casual fan of Pink Floyd because they did The Wall and then they announced, we've never done Wish You Were Here in its entirety. Let's do it now. And then they did Dark Side for the encore.
Yeah.
So lots of hits.
They always do The Wall and Dark Side in its entirety, or they have the last 10 years. Adding that Wish You Were Here sounds great.
It was cool.
And then they throw in songs from all the other albums here and there.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Can't believe those guys are my age. Like, I know, like, the Stones are still going in their 80s, but they all sound better than they've ever sounded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Impressive. All right, Skip is here. Weber Chevrolet, the sponsor of the Sweet 16. Let's do one. We may have done this last year. They run together. I can't remember, but Rach brought it up.
I don't remember it either.
I liked it. The Sweet 16 of fictional restaurants or bars. Want to lead us off?
Yeah, so I normally don't want to do the obvious one. I really don't like doing the obvious number one seed and everything. But it's my favorite show. It really probably is my favorite show of all time, and that's Cheers.
I knew that you were going to start with
that. I mean, I can't not do it. I mean, it's not just a show I like. Every time I say something else, my favorite show, and I watch it a little bit, and then I'll see an episode of Cheers, and I'll go, that was such a great show.
Yeah. So, really was. Yeah, that's probably the first show I ever saw where you really felt. And I know it's a cliche because it's like the whole theme song, but you really felt a part of it. Like you felt like you had a bar stool.
There's a lot of shows that have limited sets, but literally 99% of all the scenes of Cheers were set was in the
at the bar.
The bar.
They're in upstairs, right?
Yeah. No, they didn't go upstairs. They went in the back room.
Right, the office there.
Sam's office, still in there. But once there was one shot, I remember at the bowling alley.
Right.
I mean, it was like, or Diane's apartment or whatever.
You get a few here and there, but
almost all of it was in that, you know.
Andrew, we have a bet what your number one's going to be.
I know what his number one's
going to be. Well, I mean, it's Krusty Krab.
Yeah, exactly. We all won our bets.
Exactly.
It was the first one that I thought of.
I am so glad I made that
polymer. I think I know what Dave's is going to be, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong, but
well, maybe not. You could
you
could just go to your most obscure one. There's one thing in this.
Wheels.
Mine is the Mos Eisley Cantina in Star Wars.
There you go.
Okay,
oh, that's a great one. Yeah. I didn't think of that one.
That is good. Rach,
I'm gonna go from Toy Story, Pizza Planet.
I got it.
Yeah, that was gonna be my
next one. That place looks so fun.
It really
looks like
did.
The best place in the world.
It looked like a lot of fun.
I went to the real Pizza Planet. Not as fun.
Oh,
not,
no way.
Not as
yeah,
fun, huh?
Mostly, yeah, at Disneyland. It's mostly just overpriced pizza.
That's funny. Mine's from our childhood. I'm going with Arnold's from Happy Days.
Oh, okay.
Not what I predicted.
Super good.
Definitely. So you going with Arnold or Al?
I prefer Arnold's.
Me too.
I prefer Arnold's.
I do too.
It always stayed called Arnold.
Yes.
But Arnold was way better.
But that was such a time in my life. I was just reaching puberty and thinking girls were cute.
Yeah.
And this, the whole thing was about making out and stuff like that. And I thought,
I look at that show now and it's terrible.
It's unwatchable.
It is awful.
It's literally unwatchable.
It's so greatest back then.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, even the first two seasons are unwatchable.
Yes.
I mean, by the time it was ending, you were saying, well, it's terrible now. But back then, that's when they first started, it was great. Now, oh, yeah, it's I can't do it.
Back to Skip.
Okay. I don't know what to do next. So I'm going to say this place because all of mine are bars. I didn't see the restaurant part on it. So I'm sorry. All of mine are bars. But there's a place north of Chicago that plays both kind of music. Country and Western.
There you go.
Bob's Country Bunker.
Love it. The beer bottle shattering the against the chicken wire.
Cage that protects the band right there should tell you why that's the best bar in the area.
I usually like to write my checks on the dashboard.
Exactly.
That's great. Andrew.
How about the Double R Diner from Twin Peaks?
I was not a Twin Peaks guy.
Yeah, me neither. No,
don't change it. Don't
we
change it.
We can change it. I got other ones.
Okay.
Krusty Burger.
Are you being serious?
From The Simpsons.
Yeah, from The Simpsons.
Oh.
Not the Krusty Krab.
He just wants to be crusty.
Different Krusty.
That's what I thought. Yes. I thought he was going to say that.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Because I didn't have any restaurants in my
Yes. Mm. Yes. Wheels.
I want to go to Goodfellas, the Copacabana.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was like fun.
Yep.
Like old timey fun.
Yeah. Well, they were laughing.
I know, all the time.
Yeah. Rach.
Okay, another Simpsons. What about Moe's?
That's what I thought Andrew was going to say this time around. Yeah.
The Flamin' Moe's.
Exactly. That's one of my favorite episodes.
Me too.
Flamin' Moe's.
Just
speaking of Cheers, they have the Flamin'.
My name is Moe. It's a Flamin' Moe.
Yeah, we used to play that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a little crowd.
We used to play that like every single day.
We did.
Oh, that was fun.
I'm going to go with Vesuvio.
Damn you!
You took my next one.
Well, you wouldn't have gotten it.
Great.
What is that?
From Sopranos.
Sopranos, yeah.
Oh, see, that's... Yeah.
You didn't watch Sopranos?
Not yet.
Oh, man. Well, you got something to look forward to.
I know.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. Yeah. You guys
Well, nothing bad ever happens there or to anyone involved with it.
Oh, my gosh. I was talking to my grandma over the break, and she loves, like, mob stories and stuff, and she was like, I was thinking about watching The Sopranos, but I understand there's a lot of bad words in that show. And I was like, Grandma, you might want to skip that one.
You like mob shows, but you don't like bad words?
Yeah. Don't watch anything on streaming then. I mean, come on, let's face it.
Whose turn?
That's my turn?
Yeah.
Skip.
I'm going to say The Sign of the Prancing Pony.
Oh, good one.
Yep.
It's pretty cool guys there.
Yep. These are all good.
Yeah.
It's a good list. Andrew?
Bob's Burgers.
Good one. Yeah. Bob. I like it.
You could watch all of Andrew's on it, you know, like a Sunday night. Between
Animation domination, baby.
Yeah. Wheels.
All right. This one's a little obscure, but I always thought it was a cool place, is the Raven in Indiana Jones, where Marion had the place in Nepal.
The shot contest, that little place
in the snow.
Yeah,
I always thought that place looked cool.
It was awesome until it burned down.
Yes, yeah, that very night.
It was kind of like the Star Wars bar.
A little bit, maybe that's why I like it, because it's a little weird like that, and it's small.
Yeah.
Big fire in the middle of the room.
Rach.
I guess I'm probably the only one here who has watched Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Okay.
I know Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Well, we're going to say the...
Luke's
was that
Diner.
Show set in a bar?
There is a diner, Luke's Diner, and it looks really good. But I will, in that case, go with Monk's Cafe from Seinfeld.
Good one.
There you go.
This isn't a pick. This is more of a heart pick. So it kind of doesn't qualify. It's more just a business. But when I was a kid, there was nothing more magical to me, even more than the chocolate factory, than the candy shop.
Yes.
In Wonka. When he goes in and the guy's like, oh, I got Horace Wazzlers and, you know, that. I know he had a whore wazzler, but
that sounds really bad.
Yeah,
I'll go Rick's Cafe from Casablanca.
Yeah, that was a good one too. Okay. Rick's Cafe American.
That's great.
All right, one more.
This is a good list.
You got one.
Well,
more
what about? Oh man, I got some good ones. I think. What about Rosie's Bar in MASH?
Oh,
across the street. They either went to the Officers Club.
Yeah, or they went to Rosie's.
Bar.
Yeah. even as a kid, I knew they didn't have a good life. But you kind of wanted to be there. Exactly. Like, yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy New Year. Skip Weber is here for the Sweet 16. Sweet 16 of fictional restaurants and bars. Here we go. Cheers versus Moe's.
Cheers.
Man, this is tough.
Go back
this
to that Moe's. Flaming Moe's episode. I got to go Cheers.
Yeah, I'll definitely give Cheers my first vote. I love Moe's. That's my heart, but I mean, it's Cheers. Krusty Krab versus Vesuvio.
I got to go Krusty Krab.
Krusty Krab.
Yeah, even though that was mine.
Honestly, food looks better there, too.
Yeah.
Krusty Krab, I mean, that's a wonderful cartoon. I think it's hilarious. I think Krusty Krab looks like the worst place in the world to eat.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a crappy fast food place. Vesuvio's good Italian, man.
Yeah, I was going to say,
so
I don't know
the
Sopranos.
There's so much care and love put into it.
I'm not voting, you know, I have to vote. There's only one that I even know about, but yeah. I'm just going, why are we saying Krusty Krab's a good place? That looks like a terrible place.
Mos Eisley Cantina, is that how you say it?
Sure.
Versus the Prancing Pony.
Oh, man.
I'll go Prancing Pony.
I'm going to go Prancing Pony.
You guys suck.
I'm making a tie. Skip.
Oh, that's almost unfair. I will. Star Wars wins so many things. I'll go Prancing Pony.
Okay. Pizza Planet versus Bob's Burgers.
Pizza Planet.
Bob.
Dang, that was easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Arnold's from Happy Days versus the Raven from Indiana Jones.
Well, I know which one's going to win. I'll just cast a courtesy vote for the Raven.
I'll go the Raven. I think the Raven would be a cool place to hang out.
Happy Days?
I think I'll go Happy Days.
All right.
You could have had an upset there.
Sit on it, Potsy.
Upset was brewing.
Country.
Bob's Country Bunker.
Gotcha. Versus Monk's from Seinfeld.
Monks
doesn't have a cage. Bob's Country Bunker.
Andrew, are you Monks as well?
I am Monks.
All right. Krusty Burger from The Simpsons versus Rick's Cafe American from Casablanca.
Krusty Burger.
Rick's.
Krusty.
Rick's.
Rick.
Oh, look at that. A little upset. Copacabana from Goodfellas versus Rosie's Place from MASH.
Oh, Copacabana.
I gotta go Rosie's. Rosie's.
I do too.
It's just so out of the norm. Cheers versus the Krusty Krab.
Cheers.
Crab. Cheers. Sorry, guys.
Crab goes on.
Man, this thing's rigged.
Prancing Pony versus Pizza Planet.
That's a lot of P's there, a little alliteration.
I'll go Prancing Pony, actually.
Once again, I've been playing it as bars the whole time, so I got to go Prancing Pony.
You as well?
Yeah.
Right, into the final four. Arnold's versus Monk's.
Well, Arnold's. Monk's.
Monk's.
A lot less
Monk's.
Dorky than Happy Days.
Is that Monk's?
Yeah.
Rick's Cafe American versus Rosie's Place.
Rosie.
Both wartime.
I'll go Rick's.
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 Yeah, it's a good one.
All right. So why don't we do this? Let's just play out the next 45 seconds. Maybe we can all hum. And then when we come back, we'll find out about Weber, and we'll finish this up. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What if we sing the Happy Days theme song?
So you are recording a show tonight.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a theme? You always have a theme.
I do.
But you can't say it.
Can't say it. Yeah. Well, I mean, probably nobody listens to your show listens to mine, so I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's not true.
I know.
These people love rock.
No, I, can't say what the theme is.
All right. Quick break. Right back. Oh, my baby's gone with the wind.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 436. Happy New Year's. Skip Weber is here doing the first Sweet 16 of the year. Sweet 16 of the best fictional restaurants and bars. We're down to the final four. Skip, how was 2025? How are you looking in 2026?
Oh, man, it was a really, really good year. You know, Ford store had its best year ever. So that's really cool.
That's where Dave Glover shops. So.
It is, yeah. That's the official...
the moniker.
Exactly.
Put a sign out there. Home
of, yeah. No, it's... there's lots of people that you know that have bought stuff at the Ford store. I don't want to go into it because most of them work for other stations. But, or did at some point.
Yeah.
No, it's really good because we've maintained the best reviews, okay? Had great volume. And volume is certainly, we do a lot with pricing and to, you know, try to get the deals. But so much of it is what vehicles we can get. Toward the end of the year, that stopped being that way. So the volume got even higher. But, you know, ever since COVID, it's just been a ramp up to get the production right. Because GM, and everybody's doing this, but GM is trying to make it, look, we don't want to get back to the thing where we just build every single thing we can and let it sit out there, so we have to put rebates on them and, you know, get the price down, all that, you know, it takes our money away, blah, blah, blah. So it's been very interesting. Plus, for 3 or 4 years, the supply chain was pretty messed up. Yeah. So it's way better now. So I think I look to have 2026 be a better year because... That's not going to change. What it's back to normal now, building what they can, building all that they can, and still holding back some. But, I mean, if we keep selling high volume, they'll send it back. We won't have to go a month and a half without a Trax, for example.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? So it'll be great. I mean, I absolutely am unbelievably proud of GM Chevrolet's portfolio. The vehicles we have, I put them up against anybody in every class, from Trax, Equinox, Trailblazer, Suburban, Tahoe, Silverado, of course. The electric vehicles are just extremely, extremely high quality, and there's no mandate, so that there's a little bit less of a demand, but it's still, you know, it's out there, and it's going to stay a demand, I think, so it'll be good. It'll be fun, and just check us out. I think you'll be very, very happy.
Final four of best restaurants / bars, fictional. The Krusty Krab versus Prancing Pony.
Krusty.
Crab. Pony.
Crab moves.
The crab looks like a terrible place to eat.
Monk's versus Rick's Cafe Americon.
Monk's.
Rick's.
Rick's.
Ooh. Rick's versus the Krusty Krab.
Krusty Krab.
Give me the Krusty Krab.
Rick's.
It's up to you, Dave.
We got that in
if
there quick.
If you were offered a nice plate of, you know,
crab,
Baba Ganoush
pizza
from Rick's Cafe
is the pizza.
This is a crappy, dirty thing, you know, scrambled up by SpongeBob in the back.
There is nothing to suggest that the food at Rick's Cafe is good.
Yes, there is. It's crowded and nice. And nice.
So it's Krusty Krab.
It's got a bar in it, too, and it was part of the qualifications.
Krusty Krab.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.